The shamanic journey process is a very profound process, and this is really just to give you an overview, a very quick one, of what happens in a shamanic journey group, shamanic journey session. The most important thing is really not the detail of what I'm about to tell you. It's really about, if you want to surrender to this process and you're new to it, is to engage in trusting your own intuition. And so part of the purpose of it is to deepen your intuition and to trust yourself and to begin to learn to let go of what conditioning has done to our creativity, and how it has got in the way of us exploring our limitless minds. Okay, so this short audio is really describing the process in a nutshell for you. So invariably, you are lying down or sitting comfortably. There is normally a rattle that calls the ancestors for support. And in my groups, we always have a talking circle and oracle cards to begin as a way of grounding our energies and setting the scene. And also that I always have a theme, so that when we travel with our questions, there's a reason and a focus that really brings us into that time and place. And so we can be nourished in a more intentional way. And so as you lie there, after the rattle, the drum beat it begins at 3 beats per second, which is the shamanic drum beat, and it aligns your heartbeat to the pulse of the earth. So this 3 beats per second is a specific drum beat that really sends you into the most meditative state with enough time. So if you were listening to this drum beat for, you know, half an hour, the sessions are each journey is normally a little less than that. So in a therapeutic context, I would drum possibly for longer than that. But because this is a meditative journey group and that's the purpose of it, I will drum for maybe 15, 20 minutes at a time. But my point being that drum beat actually does something very profound in terms of a healing in itself for your body and mind. It really slows down the nervous system, it begins to relax you. And so depending on how relaxed or not you are, it will be reflected on how much you can surrender. And you just surrender to whatever's available for you without giving yourself a hard time. You just allow whatever is going to unfold at whatever capacity you're able to access it at that moment. And so then you travel down a portal. And the portal will be something in nature, a bit like Alice in Wonderland or Narnia. You come into non-ordinary reality where you access normally with me the lower world, which is a grounding, earthy world. You also have the middle world, which we don't normally explore in these sessions, but just to give you some background, and the upper world. So the lower world is what we go to for our grounding, to meet our allies and power animals. They are our guides who have attributes, who have qualities that we could really do with, and they are there to support and help us. And then during that time, you travel with a specific question, and you're able to dialogue with these beings and obtain some truths and some answers. And during that time, you may have more questions come up. Okay, the way that you behave in that situation, in that, you know, in non-ordinary reality, is that it's not like the third dimension. So you might find that you are riding on one of your allies or power animals, or they're riding on you, or that you are flying or jumping or running. Maybe there is no gravity to keep you tethered. Maybe it's lighter. The landscape itself will unfold in terms of an earthy landscape, but in terms of what you see, that really you just it's just unfolds and you are guided to see what you see. It's not dictated by me. nothing is by chance. Every detail in these journeys is significant and relevant to your question. And sometimes you may not see anything, particularly the beginning, if you have any degree of self-doubt about whether it's really happening or not. So a lot of that initial time, particularly when you first journey the once or twice at the beginning, is, you know, getting rid of the self-doubt, getting rid of, oh, is it really happening? Am I making it up? You know, that kind of thing. None of that really matters, in all honesty, because what really matters is what you gain from the experience. So because of this, a lot of the time at the beginning is about reconnecting to our own sense of knowing who we are and our truths, and trusting our own inner guidance. So this is the biggest journey of all, to engage with the way that you really connect to your creative self, okay, and trusting yourself more and more. So it's a very powerful process, okay. And then the journey unfolds, and then you come back because the drumbeat changes and we have a sharing. So that's it. And I really look forward to sharing this with you in the near future.